This is Iconic.
Welcome to Iconic, where we talk about all things 13th Age. I'm your host, JM, and what we're doing now is this episode is part of a three-part episode we did for our patrons, a live episode on Giants. And so if you want, if you're a member of the patronage, you can go check this out on YouTube, where you can watch the video of Mark and Nick and I talking about Giants. But for our podcast listeners, we have taken what we did on the live show and broken it up into three parts, where we just talk about Giants, how we've used them, their history in F20 games, even in Glorantha, and how we would use them in a 13th Age game. So I hope you're enjoying this, and we'll just get right into it.
All right, and we are live. Welcome to Iconic, where we talk about all things 13th Age. I'm your host, JM, and with me, as usual, is Nick and Mark.
Hey.
Howdy.
So we are going to be doing this live show for whoever can make it on. Hopefully, patrons, we will see you here shortly. Sorry for the bit of delay. Always got to get things set up and looking nice before we go live. But today we are going to be talking about Giants. That's kind of our topic today. We're going to be looking at Giants both across 13th Age, across the scope of our gaming before, and just kind of going through and looking at it from a from all of our normal angles, and just with the live show, we're just going to relax, hang out, and sort of chat about it. So let's start with Giants in general. Mark, you wanted to chat a little bit about against the Giants. You want to start us off with that?
Sure. Giants, I think, are kind of ubiquitous with Dungeons and Dragons. They've been, it should be Dungeons, Dragons, and Giants. They're kind of in all the different versions. It's a common trope to fight Giants. I love them. Showing my fellow host, Against the Giants was in my first long-term campaign that I ran in Germany in the late 80s, and it was great. It's the premise of Giants are doing something and the rulers don't like it and you have to go stop it. They recommended a high level, and you start with Hill Giants and then go to Frost Giants and Fire Giants, and you meet some of the others, and it leads to other things, and it's just, I think it's they make fantastic monsters. Nice high level monster, but it's not like a dragon that has kind of supernatural powers.
Well, I mean, that's one of the interesting things about Giants. I think they sort of, in a lot of ways, in mythology and in gaming, they fill the same role that dragons do. They are kind of these remnants of previous ages, previous civilizations. They are the chaos that came before the current time. So like in Greek mythology, you have the Titans that come and then the gods. And in Norse mythology, you have the giants that come before the Aesir. And so they sort of fill kind of the same antagonistic role. They kind of represent chaos, but whereas dragons are sort of chaos in an inhuman form, giants are that chaos in a form that's very relatable to us, right? Even like biblically, we have the Nephilim, right? That they were giants of great renown in the land. So I think there's just something great about giants. And then in traditional F20, there was the war between dragons and giants that happened, kind of this war of chaos that happened long, long ago.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to have a group or a race take on dragons, giants are kind of meant for that. They're big, they're tough, they can deal out the damage to deal, to go against dragons. And that's a perfectly good, storyline to introduce in your campaign. There's war. Either you're going to be allied with them, or maybe you're just kind of caught up in the maelstrom of a giant dragon war, or you're living in the remnants of that war. And then maybe go find the giants to find out what happened, or lots of storylines there.
Yeah. So, Nick, we've been doing a lot of the talking about giants. When you think of giants, what kind of comes to mind for you, either in gaming or in GMing or just in general?
So, I certainly don't have the depth of F20 lore or experience that you guys have. And so, for me, the concept of giants as depicted in fantasy really seems to come across as these big, dumb brutes. You know, they swing the clubs, they throw the rocks, they grunt real loudly, and that's all there is to it. They're a good creature to go up against, especially in the sense of as player characters doing that David versus Goliath sort of thing, where you go up against something that's that much bigger than you are, and yet somehow you're still able to prevail. In the sense that might doesn't always make right, because the giants are much mightier than we are, and yet we're still able to come out on top, in a manner of speaking. So hearing you guys talk about it being a more humanic force of chaos, or being pitted up at the same level or tier as the dragons, that's a really interesting idea or concept I hadn't really thought much about. It is interesting that, in my experience, giants have usually been portrayed as somehow less intelligent, and dragons on the inverse of that have always been portrayed as like super intelligent. And I wonder if there's something there too.
Well, so what's interesting about F20 giants is the fact that there is a tiered hierarchy for giants. And as you kind of ascend the tiers, not only do they grow larger in scale, but they become more refined. So like hill giants are kind of at the bottom of the giant pecking order. I mean, we could get into, do Ettins count as giants? Do ogres count as giants? Let's just call it like today we're talking about things that have to do with just giants. So hill giants are the smallest, and they tend to be sort of the more, the more brutal, I think, kind of fitting in with your kind of description of giants. But then as you kind of move up the mountain, if you will, you go from hill giants, you go to stone giants, and they're crafters. They're smarter than their hill giant companions. And while the hill giants, there are a lot of them, you kind of get less and less giants, and they become sort of more and more refined as you ascend the mountain. You go from frost giants to stone giants. Then you go to fire giants, who are sort of like crafters, and frost giants. Those two really kind of come out of like the Norse mythology, where you have the giants of the north and the giants, of flame. And then when you get to the top of the pecking order, you have storm giants. Yeah, which are, I mean, they're not cyclops, but they are definitely sort of the I would call them kind of the nobility of the giant organism. Is it the Steading? Is that what they?
Well, it was the they had the hill giant Steading, and then they had the frost giant Jarl.
Yeah.
King of the fire giants, and then even in the early AD&D, the first edition, storm giants. It was very Greek. They wore robes. They had Greek pillars. They floated around in these castles in the clouds. They could control lightning and thunder, so they were much more refined, and because of that, they really didn't care about us little things on the earth.
Yeah,
they weren't as concerned. They were above it.
Yeah, and the storm giants sort of rule them, and it is the king. There's a special word right now in the Forgotten Realms to use to kind of talk about the whole of like gianthood, but I have not played through enough fifth edition Forgotten Realms to pick that out. But if you are interested in giants and you are looking for a good giant adventure, Storm King's Thunder is really great. It deals with all of the giants. And then as Mark pointed out, as against the giants, like either of those two, you could go back. And honestly, I feel like a little bit that Storm King's Thunder is an homage to Against the Giants. Much in the way that many of those, the current D&D edition adventures are throwbacks to much earlier editions.
Yep.
All right. But, Only like hill giants are really sort of, hill giants and maybe stone giants come across as kind of the slow, dumb, brutish giants. When you get further up, the hierarchy, it becomes they are just us written large, right? The Frost Giants and the Fire Giants are crafters extraordinaire, and the Storm Giants have magnificent palaces on top of the mountains. It's a really interesting, they're an interesting giant or an interesting monster to be using in gaming. So
one of the things that I've in hearing you describe that hierarchy and such, one of the things that I have seen depicted in a couple of places, including your gaming world of Tanar, is like an elemental tie-in to the giants. Is that kind of a different arm of giants in F20 games, or is it all even? Does it fit into that hierarchy that you were describing in some way?
I think for Tanar, I was trying to do something a little different. But if you look at even the basic giants, you have Earth is represented with hill and stone, and then you have fire, and then you have water in the frost giants, and then you have air in the storm giants and cloud giants as well. And I think that, at least personally, it feels to me that, right, giants are a throwback to sort of the primordial times that came before. They're a very chthonic type creature. And so to have a more elemental tie to them, I think makes a lot of sense. And so I think it's present there. It was really, if I remember correctly, it was probably strongly tied in fourth edition, which again is, you know, one of the 13th Age is a spiritual successor to fourth edition, in the fact that the giants, if I remember correctly, and if you're watching this and want to leave a comment, please do so. With the elemental chaos, that was sort of where they came out of, and that's what they're sort of aligned with. But yeah, what about you, Mark? Do you think giants tend to be more elementally aligned, or are we?
Well, I don't really think of them that way, but since Nick mentioned it, I started thinking, I was like, well, you know, you have the frost giants and they really associate with the cold, and it kind of lends itself to that they're the elder races where, as you said, a lot of the primordial forces and things were very, you say, basic. You know, there's fire and water and you know, hot, cold, that kind of a thing. So I could see that, you know, and the storm giants ascending, and that I think would be a great story to explore, is why aren't the giants in charge anymore? What happened? If we're even in 13th age, looking at their first intro on giants are the original people, and we're all descended from them. So say the giants, but okay, if that's the case, what happened? Why aren't they still the rulers?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, maybe the hill giants weren't the dumb brutes that they are today. Maybe they've devolved and become more brutish because of something. You know, maybe they weren't that bad before.
So have you, Mark, in your experience as a GM, what has your experience been using giants in games?
Well, like you said, I ran against the giants. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Definitely had to be higher level. Your most basic hill giant will devastate low level groups. Even in 13th age, you know, it's definitely a higher tier threat, just because the amount of damage they take out, and they could absorb so much.
Mm-hmm. That was one of the big changes from first to second edition. The two monsters that really got a reworking and a power upgrade were dragons and giants. They were not considered big enough threats in first edition. Sorry, Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, which was silly, because I got smushed by giants and dragons all the time in first edition. So.
Hey, and in 13th age.
Too soon.
Well, that wasn't a giant. You said that.
That was a cyclops.
But I do consider cyclops and ettins and ogres all kind of in that group.
Giant kind, if you will.
Giant kin, yeah, giant kind.
It was big.
Yeah. It was a big cyclops that critted me and took me down below staggered in one fell swoop.
Mark is not upset.
And I was a demonologist. The demon I summoned went wild. So, woohoo.
Yeah, and then you got to play the demon for the rest of the fight. I mean, it was awesome.
Yeah, the rest of the fight, I was the demon running around attacking Nick's cleric. Like, no, stop. That was fun. And they're good. And I always tried to play them. I mean, you could say hill giants, you could say, are more brutish, but they're cunning, just like ogres are cunning.
Mm-hmm.
They try for a reason. So play them cunning, and they can be a tough opponent, and you know, they can set up their own traps and have their own strategies. The fact that they can pick up boulders and hurl them at you, that evil army coming to take your walled city, they don't need to bring catapults. They have giants. They can just pick up things and hurl them at your walls. So that becomes a huge threat. Just a couple of giants in an army make a big difference.
I love that idea of having giants as part of an army, as sort of a like mobile artillery unit, right? Because, and I would say this comes out of Tolkien, right? Giants throw rocks. That is just, you know, I mean, yes, he's pulling off Norse traditions, but like think of The Hobbit, right? The storm giant scenes. There's also this great, for me, there's this great, I'm trying to remember what it is. What Pathfinder adventure was it? They had like a hill giant group with, and it was like Deliverance hill giants, and they were cunning. Yes. And they set traps, and
yes,
it was terrifying.
They were terrifying. They were, I wouldn't say cannibalistic because they're not eating the other giants, but yeah, they the skin hooks or something. It was like the second or third.
Oh, it was Rise of the Rune Lords, wasn't it?
I think it might have been Rise of the Rune Lords that was in that one that they took, and you ran into those guys there. Yeah, vicious.
Yeah. So
it's with one of those monsters, kind of like dragons, that when the party first meets a giant, there's a little bit of clutching your weapons, going, "Oh, this is going to be tough." Ogres, orcs, other kind of monsters. When you see a giant or a dragon, you kind of, "Oh, this is going to be tough. Somebody might die." Just because that's just what they do. They squish adventurers.
Yeah, they are. I agree with you. They are one of those creatures that is an iconic monster in D&D. So Nick, you've said you've never really encountered giants in play.
So I was going back through, I ran the search across all of my digital notes and looking for any encounter that I had with the giants, and there were relatively few. And all of the encounters really came out of 13th Age games. The first one was with the Cyclops, where Mark's character got squished. It was kind of fun reading back through that and seeing how Becker's character had been jumping around the room as a monk and kicking giant butt. And I had thought it was a good idea of taking an advancement in initiative so I could go earlier. And then as a cleric, stepped out too early and then struggled to stay up the rest of the battle. But I just remember that one. It had the feeling of we were going up against something that we're not sure we can walk away from.
Yeah.
And then seeing that some of us didn't walk away from it. And really the only other encounter that we had with a giant in some form was with the patron 13th Age game that we had been running. We had a montage where we encountered a frost giant, and Ulf's character, Sven, sang it a lullaby to send it on its way. But then later, the PCs ended up working their way into a giant's calcified brain, finding off Darrow and cranial elements and such. And then we're not able to stop the ritual in time. So this dead giant came back to life, and the PCs had an encounter fighting off returning memories and the restored soul trying to put this dragon down again, all the while looking out through the eye sockets as it's barreling its way toward the Dragon Empire. And what stood out to me about that encounter in relation to the PC's interaction with giants is, again, just the scale of this.
Mm-hmm.
Like the entire time, there was just this wonder of, you know, we think we are these big bad heroes, and yet we're able to fit inside of these optical cavities of some other creature, and maybe we're not quite as big and bad as we think we are.
They're the reminder that. Even just in scale, right? You are not as mighty as you may think you are. I have probably more giant minis than I do dragon minis. And, you know, one of the problems I would say with giants is they do require a much higher T tier of hero. You guys aren't even there. You're not anywhere near giant level in any of the games that I run. Like, I mean, I'm running three different F20 games right now, a 13th age game, a Pathfinder game, and a fifth edition game. And you guys can't fight giants yet. Like, if I threw giants at you, they would just wipe the floor with everyone.
So that was the end of the one part of the Giants episode. We will be back in 2 weeks with another part. As always, thanks for listening.
And if you'd like to support the show, you can do so by becoming a patron at patreon.com/iconicpodcast.
Well, you've been listening to the Iconic Podcast.
If you have any questions, comments, or feedback, you can contact us at iconicpodcast@gmail.com or call and leave a voicemail at 720-924-1706.
And be sure to check out iconicpodcast.com for news, updates, and new episodes.
Thanks for listening.